This morning, I'm really pleased to have Fiona Ritchie in the studio. She's, as you probably know, the creator and host of the well-loved Celtic music show and folk music show, The Thistle and Shamrock, which is distributed by NPR. And in 2014, Fiona co-authored a book with Doug Orr that's called Wayfaring Strangers, The Musical Voyage from Scotland and Ulster to Appalachia. And the stories that they tell in this book are part of the history of the Carolinas. And so I'm really glad, Fiona, that you can talk to me about this. It's a fascinating story and a really interesting connection. Your personal history, the history of the whole area, they're all intertwined in this thing.
Well, you know, as you say, my own personal story was that I came over to North Carolina as a student. And when I look back, I was 19, just about 20. I was completely ignorant about any connections between the southern United States and home. When you grow up in a country and historically people have left, you don't necessarily investigate where they left to go to. And I remember when I came over very quickly noticing in the phone book and just by place names, like Glasgow Street here on Davidson College, that there were many places that showed a definite connection to Scotland. That took me by surprise. Within a fairly short period of time, I could tell that the connections also expressed themselves culturally. So when I started to hear old-time fiddle and banjo music, Appalachian ballads singing, it didn't take me long to hear these connections and hear how powerful they were. So it was probably inevitable that eventually it would want to express itself in a book.
Can you talk a little bit about how this happened in our area?
Yes, I suppose the story plays out down in this end. I mean, if you look at the book, you'll see that it's split into three sections, and there are three kind of spiritual homelands of the music that we trace in the book. Those are Scotland, Ulster in the north of Ireland, and eventually in the southern Appalachians. But the migration journey was basically in the 17th century. Scots from the lowlands of Scotland, the borders of Scotland, migrated over to Ulster. Probably life seemed pretty good for a while, but over time they were kind of caught in a bit of a vice between the Anglicans on the one hand, the Catholics on the other. So they felt a little bit under siege religiously.
And they also were Presbyterians?
They were Presbyterian Scots, that's right. They were Presbyterian Scots. At the same time, the linen trade had been taking off in the north of Ireland, so they'd been importing flaxseed from the United States, coming from the Port of Philadelphia. You can't sail back with an empty hold. So they started selling berths on the ships to emigrate across. And it was tempting to the Scots-Irish. They were starting to fall out of love with where they lived, but also Philadelphia was promoted very much to them as a very tolerant, religiously tolerant city, being mostly Quaker. They got to Philadelphia. They made their way out into the Pennsylvania backcountry, which was very heavily settled by Germans. And on they went again on the Great Philadelphia Wagon Road, which started on right in the heart of Philadelphia and came right down through this way, down through the Shenandoah Valley and right down through the Carolinas, and ended up pretty much in this area. So many of them settled here. And then others were offered an opportunity to settle lands up in the southern Appalachians. So you have many settled this area and others that moved into southern Appalachians. And that's really where the story kind of settles down and embeds itself. And that's where the music and the folkways and the culture really, really settled and mixed and mingled with Native American, German, English, French, African American, and you have this wonderful tapestry that came out as Appalachian music. It's a great story, and it's, you know, as you can tell, it's not a linear story. It's very much a meandering story, and it would be wrong to say, oh, you know, music started here, it went there, it ended up there, and that was the end of it. Because what's most interesting about it is that along the way they pick up and they gather other influences, instruments. The dulcimer was born on the Great Philadelphia Wagon Road, having been adopted from a German instrument, and it morphed into the lap dulcimer with the Scots-Irish, and other types of singing styles that gathered momentum as they went, and also into the Great Wilderness Road out into Kentucky, which was Daniel Boone's spur out through Cumberland Gap. So many songs also grew up along those ways. It wasn't just music they brought with them, it was music that they crafted to reflect new life in a new world, like the Wagoner Lad and other lovely songs about the wagon trail. So it's a fantastic story, and as you can probably tell, I could go on about it forever.